The waves breaking, the foam, the sloshing motion of the water, the sounds, the air and the winds and the clouds, and the sun and the blue sky and light. And there's sand and there's rocks of various hardness, permanence, color, and texture. There's animals in the sea and seaweed. There's hunger and disease. There's the observer standing on the beach. Maybe there's even happiness and thought. Any other spot in nature has a similar variety of things and influences. It's always as complicated as that, no matter where you look. Curiosity demands that we ask questions, that we try to put the things together to understand this multitude of aspects as perhaps the action of a small number of elemental things, or things and forces, perhaps, in an infinite variety of combinations. For instance, is the sand other than the rocks? That is to say, is the sand maybe nothing but a great number of very tiny stones? Is the moon a rock? What we mean is, if we understood rocks, would we also understand the sand and the moon? And so, another example, is the wind a sloshing of the air analogous to the sloshing motion of the water in the sea? What common features do different movements have? What's common to different kinds of sound? How many different colors are there? And so on. And so we gradually try to analyze all this, trying to put together things which at first sight look different, with the hope that we may be able to reduce the thing and understand it better. A few hundred years ago, a method was devised to find partial answers to such questions, and I wish to give you a report on the progress to date in analyzing these things. By observation, reason, and experiment, of course, is the method that we call the science. Now, what I'm limiting myself to is a description of our basic view or basic ideas, of what they sometimes call the fundamental physics or fundamental ideas. And I'd like to explain what that means and also what the difference, what we mean by understanding something a little bit. In this complicated array of moving things, you can imagine it's something like trying to watch a great chess game being played by the gods, you see, and you don't know how, what the rules of the game are, but all you're allowed to do is watch the playing. Now, of course, if you watch long enough, you may eventually catch on to a few of the rules. The rules of the game is what I mean by the fundamental physics. Even if you knew every rule, however, you may not be able to keep up to understand why a particular move is made in the game merely because it's too complicated and your mind is limited. You must know, if you know how to play chess, that it's easy to learn all the rules, and yet it's very hard to select the best move or to understand why Alekhine did that. And so in the same manner, only much worse is it in nature, that we may be able to find all the rules. Actually, we do not have all the rules. We know that we don't have all the rules. Every once in a while, something like castling or something is going on that we still don't understand. Yeah, but aside from not knowing all the rules, what we really can explain in terms of those rules is very, very limited. Because in almost all situations, like the man standing at the seashore, the situation is so enormously complicated that we cannot follow how everybody's doing all the rules and what's going to happen next. But I'm limiting myself, therefore, to this more basic, the rules, the question of the rules of the game, which I'm going to try to describe here. Now, how can we tell if the rules are all right if we can't analyze the game very well? How do we know we guess the right rules if we can't analyze the game? There are approximately, roughly speaking, three ways. First, there may be simple situations. In one corner of the board, there's only a few pieces at work, and that we can figure out exactly. And so we have situations where this nature is arranged, or we arrange nature purposely to be so simple and not so few parts working there that we can figure out exactly what would happen, and we can check whether our rules work there. Another interesting way to check rules is in terms of overall theorems. For example, if the rule of the movement on the bishop on the chessboard is that it moves only on the diagonal, then one can deduce that no matter how many moves have been made and no matter what happens, a bishop that's on a red square will always be on a red square. So without being able to follow the details, you can always check your idea about the bishop motion by finding out if it always is on a red square. And of course you will, for a long time,